Christmas morning. I'm Evan Brown, Fox News. And Come the Faithful did for Mass on Christmas Eve at New York St. Patrick's Cathedral, many for the first time since COVID-19 mandated they stay home.
I have to come and say thanks to God. Yeah. So it's time to be out.
It feels good. It feels nice to be back in a church and just be able to be part of the Christmas spirit.
Though a number of churches across the U.S. are closed this morning, even though it is Sunday, with pastors telling families to spend Christmas morning with family. Lifeway Research says 16% of pastors canceled their Sunday services this year due to Christmas. And many will stay home this Christmas morning anyway due to undeniably cold weather and unyielding snow and freezing rain throughout much of the eastern U.S. The cold is so bad it is even cold in places not used to it. Temperatures went south of 40 degrees in Tampa, Florida, prompting cold weather shelters to open for the homeless. Vicki Walker at the Hyde Park United Methodist Church says worshipers were asked to move pews after Christmas Eve services ended to make room for enough cots for 80 people.
We tell a story of a family and there was no room for them in the inn and they needed shelter. And so it's our opportunity to give back.
Homeowners across the southeast are being warned not to let pipes freeze. In Memphis, the city is ordering residents to boil all tap water due to the cold causing problems with the water system there. And tonight will be the final night and final candle for Hanukkah. And NFL football is on today. The Green Bay Packers are in Miami to play the Dolphins at 1 Eastern. Denver's Broncos will challenge the Rams in Los Angeles at 4:30. America is listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
At least 10 people are dead from Russian shelling in the Ukrainian city of Kherson. Even more are in critical condition.
President Zelensky posted pictures on his Instagram account. He calls Russia again, quote, a terrorist country. He says the strike was in the central part of Kherson, not near a military facility. And President Zelensky says Putin is, quote, killing for the sake of intimidation and pleasure. Meanwhile, in Ukraine's east, an American nurse has been saving the lives of Ukrainian soldiers since May. Her name is Jennifer Mooley. She's twice been deployed to Afghanistan to serve as a nurse and doctor there. She has two daughters back home in the States. She says she misses them very much, but just felt that she needed to come to Ukraine to help with the war effort.
Fox's Nate Foy reporting from Kyiv, where drone strikes in three of the city's districts have knocked out power. A federal judge in Tallahassee won't dismiss charges against the city's former mayor and one-time Florida gubernatorial candidate. Democrat Andrew Gillum is charged with wire fraud and lying to the FBI, but claimed he's being unfairly prosecuted because he is black. The judge called the claim meritless. Gillum lost to current Governor Ron DeSantis in 2018. Pretty soon, it could cost you more to send things through the mail.
When December comes to an end and we transition to a new year, letters, and domestic postcards in 2023 will cost a little extra, but not everything at the post office is more expensive. FCM letters will increase from 60 to 63 cents, while domestic DCM postcards will increase from 44 to 48 cents. When it comes to priority mail flat rate retail prices, the cost of a small box and most envelopes will be seeing a decrease, while a medium and large box will see prices go up. In Washington, Ryan Schmelz, Fox News.
And I'm Evan Brown, and this is Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
I'm Ben Domenech, Fox News contributor and editor of the Transom.com daily newsletter. And I'm inviting you to join a conversation every week. It's the Ben Domenech Podcast.
Subscribe and listen now by going to FoxNewsPodcasts.com.